We will sing the first and last 245.
Reaping all day were the virgins fair, refreshing nourishing from prayer and prayer, seeking the way from the throne till night, jewels to shine in the morning light. Oh, rich will the harvest be, oh, rich will the harvest be. Reap from the womb, and reap from the throne, reap from the front, and then reap from the song. Gathered from throne, up through God will be. Love and good will the harvest be.
And the last.
Reaping from seed that was sown in tears, gathering the fruit of laborious years. Looking hope for the harvest home, reapers and sowers together came. Oh, sweet will the meeting be.
Stanley Gorgas of Phoenix will direct our thoughts to the throne of grace.
Our loving, almighty God, in the precious name of Jesus, Thy beloved Son, our Redeemer, we humbly bow before Thee at this time. We do indeed, dear Father, recognize Thee as the giver of every good and perfect gift. And we do thank Thee that Thou hast manifested Thy love in the giving of Thine only begotten Son, who died not only for us, but for all mankind. We thank Thee, dear Father, also for manifesting Thy love in providing for this convention. We pray, dear Father, that it may be unto us an edification and a glory and an honor to Thy name. And, dear Father, we would beseech Thee for Thy wisdom in this service, in the consideration of the parables. May our hearts and minds be receptive to what Thou hast in store for us at this time through our brethren who will minister unto us. May we, dear Father, realize more fully our consecration to Thee and be renewed with greater zeal to fulfill our consecration. Help us, we pray, to make our calling and election sure. And dear Father, we are mindful of thy children throughout the earth, and especially are we mindful of those who are going through the severe trials at this time. We pray thy special blessing upon each and every one in accordance with thy wisdom. For we know thy judgments are perfect, and that thou would not let anything come to thy children except it be for their good as new creatures in Christ. Continue with us, we pray, throughout the remainder of this convention. And may we all depart with renewed zeal to serve and to please thee. And may we depart with the feeling saying that it was good to have been here. Now, dear Father, we are mindful of our shortcomings. We pray that thou would forgive us wherein we have come short. Help us to be more forgiving of others. For we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Lord laid the commission to all of us to go into all the earth concerning the great ambassadorship that which we share of the proclamation of the kingdom. Normally we confine our interest to the English language because that is our language. We have our brethren in Europe, and we know that there has been an effort made by brethren to bring the truth to the Oriental languages. And Brother Owen Kindig would like to bring us to date as to the broad progress of your activity concerning the work in Japan. Brother Kindig.
Thank you, Brother Lorenz. Brethren, I think it's very fitting, since we're going to discuss the work of the harvest, that at this time we convey to you some of the work that is going on presently in Japan. I'm sure that most of you are aware that during Brother Russell's day, very little was accomplished in Japan as far as the promulgation of the truth and the witness activity. But in recent years, the Lord has determined, apparently, that he wants some harvest work done in Japan. And in 1967, by the Lord's providence, Brother Alexander was sent to Japan on a business trip. And through events that transpired while Brother Alexander was there, the Lord began to indicate that possibly something could be done in acquainting that part of the world with present truth. Since that time, some of the things are almost miraculous, we would say. It's just thrilling when you can see the way the Lord has developed step by step this work. I wish that we could take time and get reports from Brother Gilbert Rice, Brother Seclemian, Brother Alexander, Brother Lorenz, and the various brethren that have been involved as this work has developed. At the present time, I might point out that of course, the first problem that occurred naturally was a communication barrier because of the language. And the Lord raised up one, a Japanese individual, to help in this translation. the translation for radio programs and the translation of information for booklets. Also, the Lord raised up someone to write the programming and prepare the booklets. And in all of these instances, we have seen a remarkable evidence of the Lord's hand. It was determined in the spring of this year in Chicago meeting, in the meeting at the Chicago Convention held by the Divine Plan Foundation members, that we would like to have more direct feedback, an on-the-spot survey of the situation. And so Brothers Carl Hagensick and Brothers Newell, and Brother Newell was sent to Japan. They came back with an enthusiastic yes that the work should continue. At a meeting at the Fort Collins Convention, it was determined that, if possible, Brother and Sister Hamlin, we'd like to see Brother and Sister Hamlin sent to Japan to do work directly with those Japanese individuals now who would like to have a Bible study. So the Hamlins are in Japan now. They went there October 17. They will be there for 6 months, and the work is progressing just beautifully. There are brethren there for Bible study, weekly Bible study. They're holding public meetings. Also in conjunction with their work, we have had advertising, part of which has been direct mail advertising. There were approximately 1,100 or 1,200 direct mail advertisements made, and out of this, we received 850 responses. It was 11,000, yes. So out of this, we have received 850 responses. Also, of course, there are, as I recall, at least 7 attending the Bible studies as a result of the radio programs. So you can see that the Lord is richly blessing this effort. As a result the determination to accomplish this work, as the Lord has so indicated, the Divine Plan Foundation was organized. The Divine Plan Foundation is organized based on the doctrines of the present truth, and those members selected to participate in this are required, of course, to be in harmony with these doctrines. It was organized, of course, to facilitate, naturally, the activities. If you're going to accomplish something, you have to be organized. And so the members of the Divine Plan Foundation consist of various brethren throughout the country who are interested in accomplishing what the Lord seems to want done, desire to have done here at this time. And I think it's very fitting, because it appears as though, when you stand back and look at the total perspective, it appears as though that there is harvest work still to be done. And especially in this part of the world, and that the Lord is going to see to it that it is done before things are completed. So we're thankful, all of the brethren involved are very thankful to have a privilege in this. We would like to pass on to you the address of Brother and Sister Hamlin. We thought maybe you would like to contact them directly. They are located at 2542 Ashina, Yosuku City, Japan. That's Ashina, comma. And Yosuku is spent, Yakusuku. You can see that I'm not very Japanese. Yokosuka, Yokosuka City, Japan. And I'm sure that they would appreciate hearing from you. I'm sure that they would appreciate your prayers on their behalf in their efforts to carry out this mission. And all of the brethren of the foundation would appreciate your prayers on their behalf in order that we might fulfill what the Lord desires as far as this harvest work is concerned.
Thank you, Brother Owen.